Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, and thank you for joining us on School of Human Potential Radio. It's been my pleasure to speak with a guest that we have on the show today, Dr. Darren Weissman, before, and I've had an opportunity to meet with him. And we'll ask him all about his lifeline technique, his books, his upcoming training in just a few minutes. In the meantime, or before that, I wanted to tell you about my experience at the Celebrate Your Life conference that I just returned from. I was in Arizona for the weekend at the Celebrate Your Life conference event, where I had a chance to meet and speak with many, many wonderful, not just authors and speakers, but also just beautiful people whose hearts are open, who are interested in making their lives as good as they can be, and they're just jumping for joy. And it was such an interesting experience of being among, 1,300 plus people who are all on that wavelength. And there is a little bit of a difference, and I know, and I'm kind of poo-pooing my own corporate experience, but I've noticed such a difference of being in that energy versus coming to work. And there are many questions of why that is. And I think those are the questions that we need to explore within ourselves. How can we live in our world? Because we can't just stay at these retreats. We cannot be in that type of energy all throughout. Otherwise, we just move to a monastery and spend our life there. How can we take that enthusiasm, that open-mindedness and open heart and willingness to make our lives better? How do we take that and apply it to our regular lives? And that brings into the question of healing. Because there are many different techniques. There are many things that you can do, and I've had an opportunity to listen to many healers at that conference as well that are talking about different techniques and releasing and so on. It's hard. It's hard for us to figure out what we should be doing, and sometimes we get lost in the process. That's why I wanted to bring on somebody who is an expert in healing, who put together a lifeline technique, something that is a unified system of healing combining many different modalities. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the program Dr. Darren Weissman. Hi, Darren.
Alan, thanks for having me back.
Well, infinite love and gratitude to you. I keep repeating that because I love how you say that, and it means so much, and it opens up your heart when you say it.
It does. Infinite love and gratitude to you and everyone who's listening tonight. I'm excited for the experience of it all.
Thank you very much. And for those people who are not familiar with you or your books, do you want to give us a little bit of a background on what you do and how you came up with the Lifeline Technique?
Yeah, well, I'm a doctor of holistic medicine. I've been practicing chiropractic, acupuncture, naturopathy, and then some for the past 20 years. And my life's passion has been about empowering people to heal quickly and naturally. In the best way possible in our world with what's available. I've traveled around the world, studied in Sri Lanka and China, throughout Europe and the States with really some of the best healers of our time, and had a moment of clarity where I saw everything that I was studying come together in a almost like a jigsaw puzzle, where I saw the core of why people suffer, why we have so much physical and emotional pain, and that is that there's an aspect of ourself that on one level, we don't really understand what symptoms and stress are. It's our culture. We look at symptoms and stress as something that's wrong, that needs to be eradicated. Understandable, because when we're not feeling good in our body or in our relationships or in our job, we just want to kind of get away from it or release it, but the reality of it is that there's something extraordinary that lies within each and every painful and stressful circumstance. And the Lifeline Technique helps us to process these buried emotions that are within our subconscious mind that when these emotions are triggered, cause us to react. And when I woke to the Lifeline technique and started using it with people, the changes occurred were really beyond what I ever learned in studying in school. And and I've been teaching it now for the past 11 years. We're going on our 12th year, June 17th of this year. And there are practitioners in 18 countries around the world. And it's been an extraordinary process. I'm excited just to delve into it because if you let me go, I'll just start talking forever. So I just want to make this a dialogue rather than just rambling on with it.
No, and please, we have close to an hour or so. Talk as much as you like. We're very interested in listening about it. And follow up on something that you just mentioned. You know, as a society, if we are stressed, if we are busy at work or busy at home, we just want to get away for a week and we think that solves the issue. It doesn't. It just lets us relax for a little bit until we come back. And all of those emotions, we snap right back in. I noticed myself when I went on vacation recently. And I really, really relaxed on vacation, and I meditated, and I, put a lot of light into my body, so to speak. And then I came home, and immediately your brain wants to get into that mode of run, 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 run. And I specifically had to train myself to get out of that mode. And the first thing I did when I was washing my face, immediately 50,000 thoughts were running of what am I supposed to do, and I started getting back into that stress mode. So I just specifically, very slowly, told myself, we're slowing down, and I slowly washed my face, and then I slowly took the towel and wiped my face off, and then I began my day very calmly and methodically going through it. Otherwise, it would have snapped right back in, and that stress level would have been high again. So it's great that we're finding, with your techniques, ability to actually get to the bottom of those issues, get rid of them so you can move on without jumping back in.
Yeah, and I would almost reframe that in a little bit. It's not even getting rid of them. What it is literally like a computer reprogramming the subconscious mind in an intentional way rather than perpetuating and continuing just doing things just because that's the way it is. For example, it's like, someone who suffers with anxiety or, is quick to anger or has heartburn or digestive challenges or, has a family history of cardiac or heart challenges or heart disease, a lot of people just think that, these are the cards that I'm dealt, and, this is what's going to happen to me. This is what my doctors told me. And the reality of it is that's not true. There might be a potential, even a genetic potential for certain disease states, but it doesn't mean that those things need to physically or emotionally express themselves. And when we have a technology, which is what the Lifeline technique is, that allows us to really go right on in like a laser into the subconscious programs that are causing us to think the way we're thinking, causing us to feel the way we feel, causing us to perpetuate limiting beliefs about ourselves and our lives, when we can go on in and reprogram those things, which we can, then the biological, physical nature of the body, which is designed to heal, regenerate, and be whole, naturally gets activated. The ability for us to be compassionate and self-loving and to see the bigger picture in the connection of things naturally is set into motion. That's just who we are. When we just have access in that way, it's awesome to have tools of meditation. It's awesome to have tools of relaxation. All these things are great. But what happens when those triggered reactive states go on is when they go on, we turn into another person. We really do, and everybody does. And having tools is one thing, and one great tool is the ability to actually, using muscle reflex testing, this hand mudra, which we'll talk about, which means I love you, the energy of love and infinite love and gratitude, and this flow chart, which is called the Lifeline Technique Flow Chart, the combination of muscle testing, the vibration of love, and the Lifeline Technique Flow Chart allows us to be very accurate in helping us to process our deepest emotions and really unleash our potential for healing and wholeness.
Perfect. And all of these things, as you've mentioned, I do want to ask you more about. So in terms of reprogramming the mind, are we reprogramming to heal, or are we reprogramming by removing the negative, let's say, thought forms or blocks, and then your body and your mind automatically turn on the healing?
Yeah, first and foremost, the things that we look at as negative, rather than those being the problems, which is what often happens for most people, is we look at these negative thoughts or these overwhelming feelings and circumstances as the problems that we just want to release and make go away. We look at them from a lifeline point of view as portals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doorways into a consciousness that is truly divine. It is an energy that its field of light connects all of creation. And so even though we're seeing the tip of the iceberg as the negative thought, as the pain in the body that won't seem to go away, that for whatever reason this infection in my body is not healing, whatever it might be that we look at as a problem, it's the portal. So part of it is we're going to change our view and how we look at it, because once we recognize that this is a portal, there's certain steps in the Lifeline technique that very simply become an immediate shift in perception. And one of those shifts that creates that immediate, you know, like, oh, of course not, that's ridiculous, is what I call the truth question. And the truth question, Alan, is a question that immediately gets us into our heart space, gets us out of our head of going, God, I've got to get away from this, I got to release this, I got to make that go away. No, the truth question helps us to acknowledge our subconscious nature. And the truth question is, you know, given the opportunity to create our lives, to create a day, to create a moment, would anyone ever choose to create it being in pain, physically or emotionally? What's the answer to that?
The answer would be no.
Yeah, the answer is hell no. And so when we realize that, it's a ridiculous question, but the intelligence behind it is, when we understand that the conscious mind's observing, so we're aware that we're in physical and emotional pain, and the conscious mind is not only the observing mind, but it's the choosing mind. And so when we observe things that we would never choose, of course not, I wouldn't choose to be in any physical or emotional pain, what we're observing is something that's reactive in nature. And that reactive part of ourself is called the subconscious mind. It's the reflexive mind. It's automatic. It's autonomic. It reacts. Mm-hmm. And it does this to protect. And that reactive mind doesn't choose. It doesn't judge. And the other name of the subconscious reactive mind is the programmed mind, meaning that it was programmed in our early years, and we can reprogram it. So once we know something that's subconscious, now we want to reprogram it, and the way that we reprogram it is by setting an intention. And that's all about focus. And the real change happens not because we want to get rid of something. The real change happens because we listen authentically and genuinely to what our heart truly desires. And we focus where we're going as if we're already there, knowing that the subconscious mind doesn't choose. It will follow you, so you might as well lead it all the way to your target, exactly your bullseye of what you truly desire. Exactly what you've done in your life, switching from the corporate world, going, you know what, that's not what I would choose. I wasn't happy there. And you're focusing where you truly desire rather than what you want to get away from.
And that's true, and that's where the whole law of attraction and the secret, everything comes into focus. When you put your intention, then your energy is creative, and your energy is creating the experiences. And if that experience is something that is bringing you joy, then everything aligns along with that. So that makes a lot of sense. We're going to take a short break. I remind everybody, this is a live show. Feel free to call in and ask questions of me or Dr. Weissman at 888 888- 929-5471. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back and speak more and talk about the mudra and the lifeline technique and how you can achieve health. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirmed so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
And welcome back to the School of Human Potential Radio. We're talking with Dr. Darren Weissman. If you'd like to call in, please call 1-888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. Darren, one of the things that you were just talking about, this doorway into consciousness, this pathway or portal. So if there is a pain point, and I'm going to use that as a pain point, not as a negative, but just as a reference point. If there is that pain point, what types of things come out of that doorway? Are those things that are emotional blocks or certain physical traumas that happen in the in the past or potentially even the past lives? What types of things come up when you start diving into that?
All the above. All the above. You know, it's a fascinating thing. What we're dealing with is an energy field of consciousness that is super duper intelligent, and the intelligence on a physical level in our body filters into our body through our chakra system and then distills even further through the acupuncture meridians and the specific points that exchange light or life force, chi, I call it emotion, the energy that moves us, from the macrocosm of the universe to the microcosm of our internal universe. There is this exchange all the way from our DNA and how our cells regenerate and reproduce from moment to moment, and when we have belief patterns, when we have perceived trauma that is causing our conscious, our conscious and subconscious mind to be gapped, mm-hmm. when we've got a perceived trauma that's causing our conscious and subconscious to be gapped, the subconscious mind takes over. And when it takes over, based upon whatever chakra is involved, creates a resistant or reactive pattern in that chakra. For example, if it's the third chakra, we acknowledge that the third chakra is all about self-worth, value, and esteem. But when there's a subconscious core-limiting belief in the third chakra, we start running patterns where we're not enough, we're not good enough, and we look for value outside of ourselves rather than recognizing that it's within ourselves. This dovetails with, in Chinese medicine, with what's called the five element theory. The five element theory is this dance of nature where all the different elements interact in a creative, controlling, and interconnected way. So oftentimes, let's just use, for example, if it's the third chakra that is in a subconscious reactive state, if the element of the wood in Chinese medicine is tied in with this, there's a metaphorical conversation that shows up as a pattern in the person's mind, the way they think, in the way they feel, and in the way they function physically and even emotionally, how they attract things, meaning that person doesn't feel rooted like a tree. That person has a hard time growing towards the light. They feel like they're in the dark. They have, you know, as we look at the tree able to let go in autumn and birth new in spring, this is a person who is unable to let go of things and birth new things. And then there's specific emotions that represent environments that at one point we were living in that still live in us. For example, inside someone's shoulder pain is a four-year-old little boy who's in an environment of resentment and push beyond limits. And that four-year-old little boy doesn't have the ability to say, yeah, but, you know, I'm valuable, I'm worthy, I'm special, you know, I'm confident. You know, that little boy doesn't know what he doesn't know in his environment, doesn't have the consciousness to parent, to teach, to lead, to coach in a conscious way. And so the subconscious mind takes over. And it literally puts us in a trance, a hypnotic state where we forget that moment, and the only thing that we remember, but not consciously, is the sensory stimuli of that moment. The colors, the sounds, the smells, the taste, all become triggers for us later in life that cause that four-year-old little boy to attract people and circumstances that then cause that little boy to experience resentment and push beyond limits over and over again. And this shows up as a biological experience where it affects how my blood sugar is handled, it affects blood pressure, it affects skin health, it affects immunity, affects hormones, it affects the way we think. We start thinking about ourselves and the world in a resentment, push beyond limits, low self-esteem way, third chakra. It becomes an identity that has a personality and needs of a four-year-old. And so the pain and the stress that then emanate or are evoked because of this, you know, consciousness of a four-year-old, it shows up as the pain in the shoulder, the low back, the different symptoms. Attempting to make those symptoms go away, I get it. Get a massage. Do different things. Stretch out. Eat healthy. Unless you learn to reprogram your subconscious mind, that pattern is going to find another way to express itself again and again and again until we realize with real eyes that symptoms are not our enemy, even though they might suck because they're painful and stressful. They are portals to living consciously. And this has an impact that goes way beyond our individual needs. This is a consciousness that is about humanity waking up, that we've got a purpose to work together on all levels. And right now, this is a deep conversation. It can go in many different ways. But inside the physical pain, there's so much more.
Wow, this is you're describing a beautiful tapestry of life, how everything is interconnected and interrelated, and everything is a trigger for something else, and on and on and on. That's beautiful. So not to sound simplistic in that regard, but you've mentioned chakras and other things. I know many people use chakra cleanses and they do meditations to clean their chakras. And does that help the process or you need to go deeper?
You know what? There's great things on all levels. So right. Chakra cleanses, meditation, you know, focused affirmations, journaling, gratitude, vision boards, these are all great things. To me, unless we have a direct access to the subconscious mind, we just end up playing a complex chess game where pieces move, and it looks like it's a different game, you know, but it's the same game, it's just actually a little bit more complicated. Unless we actually have a way of accessing that subconscious reactive part of ourselves, that reactive part of ourselves will continue to stay in motion. Just for the sake of its name, reaction. Do the same action again and again, reaction. So muscle testing, which is a fundamental part of the Lifeline technique, and I teach muscle testing in the Lifeline Certification Training Program in a very specific way that enables us to have direct communication and dialogue with the subconscious mind so we can really decode and understand the patterns and harmonize them with extreme accuracy, never guessing. So with the muscle testing, it allows me to know, you know, yes, there's a reactive pattern here, let's harmonize it, or no, there isn't, let's move on to the next thing. So the Lifeline technique is fantastic for people that suffer with any kind of physical type of challenge, physical health concern. It's fantastic for people that are stressed in their life, whether it be in their relationships, in their family, in their job, in their place in the world. It's also, besides physical as well as emotional stress, the Lifeline technique is amazing for manifestation. It's all about focused intention, like what you were saying, law of attraction. It's all about manifesting through intention, imagination, and it really takes into account the role that the subconscious mind plays in guiding and leading and propelling us to be our greatest self.
So how does muscle testing, and I know you've mentioned muscle reflex testing, MRT, how does that work in a Lifeline technique? Because I've seen kinesiology, I've seen muscle testing. How do you remove the conscious mind from ability of the person to basically react in a certain way, and how do you access the subconscious mind?
Fantastic question, Alan. I mean, it's fundamental. It's fundamental because a person can play just like they could play with a pendulum and different things.
Right.
A person can, you know, cause a weakness or a strength just through the simplicity of a thought. Mm-hmm. So one of the things is that when I teach muscle testing, I teach that you have to establish what's called zero point first.
Okay.
And zero point is where you are able to establish what's called a lockout, where when you push down on the muscle, it's almost like you reach a point where you're like you're pushing down on a desk and you can't push it any farther. It locks out. And it's not an arm wrestling thing. It's just about the muscle will literally lock into place. And you can learn how to muscle test yourself. I muscle test myself all the time. That's why I work with people, you know, through Skype or the phone all over the world. But muscle testing, the first thing you've got to do is establish zero point, that lockout. Once you have that lockout, which is it takes 2 seconds to figure it out, now everything gets compared to that. And so rather than using muscle testing in a yes or no way, should I eat this food? Should I date that person? Should I go here? Should I go there? Muscle testing is never, ever used in that way, at least in my world. Many people do. I find that personally totally bogus in the sense that the level of consciousness that asks a question receives the same consciousness in the answer. And if you're asking a question about a food to eat or a person to date or what to do, That's a fear-based question, and you're going to get a fear-based consciousness reaction in that. So the essence of it is that there is a process of the flowchart that literally is followed. And as much as it's a 16-step process, just based upon my life's work, as much as it's a 16-step process, and you would think like, oh my God, how boring, it's going to be the same thing over and over. I've done well over 100,000 sessions, and no two sessions are ever the same, even with the same person, because we are evolving conscious beings. And so using muscle testing and the flow chart allows us to accurately interpret when the reactive mind is in motion, and when it's in motion, the simplicity on how to bridge the conscious and subconscious mind together, which means that our body's able to heal and we're able to shine in our fullest potential, that the simplicity is the words infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Those words have a consciousness that go beyond religion, go beyond politics. It connects us to that field of energy that is connecting all of creation, and it raises the vibe. It bridges the conscious and subconscious. And so when there's a weak muscle, meaning the subconscious is in a reactive state, when you go instantly, infinite love and gratitude, you'll find that the muscle instantly locks out, which has bridged it, and then we can move on to the next step. It's such actually what's wild about it is, you know, I might have like gone into in-depth about chakras and elements and meridians and different things like that, and that might sound complex to some people that are listening. It doesn't have to be complex. It's actually such a simple system. It's simply about infinite love and gratitude. Muscle gives way. Infinite love and gratitude. It locks out. Move on to the next step. It just, there's a real philosophy and science and technology and art to it, which becomes a whole system that people can learn for their personal lives and how they create balance personally, professionally, or in their family.
Perfect. Well, that's, again, I think most great things are simple because we try to insert complexity into it, and nature is not built that way. Everything is very, very simple once you get down to it.
Simple that's, and intricate.
Yeah, it is. And I think you've done experiments with the infinite love and gratitude, just those words. And you've done experiments with water or with the specific cell formations of people who are, let's call them sick, for the lack of a better word, and then seeing what happens after applying that. And I know that in part it's based on some of the experiences that were done with water by a Japanese scientist. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's based upon Dr. Emoto's research that's been around for a long time as far as water having consciousness and how water conducts electricity and, you know, water, you know, reflects the energy of the environment that it's in, whether it be the thoughts of that environment, whether it be the music of that environment, whether it be the prayers of that environment. And so Dr. Emoto's work was a real catalyst in helping us to recognize, you know, if water could be impacted by words like love and gratitude or hate and, you know, you're stupid, into love and gratitude to that. If water can be impacted by that, then, you know, wow, what are the thoughts that are going on in our minds? How are they influencing the health of our bodies? And my question was, well, not just the thoughts, but what about the subconscious thoughts? Because, you know, our thoughts, our conscious mind's 2 to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Our subconscious mind is 90 to 98% of who we are. And so we've got so many programs individually and collectively in our subconscious mind that obviously are, you know, reactive and hateful and scary because look at the world that we're a part of. Not to be a doomsayer, but just the experience that's going on. So, you know, how does this influence the water that not only is in our environment but makes up our body? So we did blood studies where we used dark field microscopy. We took a microscope that looked at blood in its living form, and Dr. Tom Bain, did a diagnostic workup on that blood, and then I did a lifeline session, and then 15, 20 minutes later, you know, took the blood again, and the blood instantaneously changed. People diagnosed with hepatitis C now completely healed. People with inflammatory bowel disease completely healed. People, you know, with autoimmune disease and lupus completely healed. I don't heal anyone. I want to be so straight on that. It's not about that for me. The symptoms of stress and disease is a portal. So these, blood studies were just incredible reflections of the power of our subconscious mind and the influence that it has in creating dis-ease or ease. I finished like 3 weeks ago running an allergy study with people, and I took six people through 4 weeks of Lifeline sessions that were gluten sensitive and having food allergies. Everybody healed. Everybody's body healed. And not only did everybody's body heal, however, even further, is that they end up realizing, oh my God, it's so much more than what I thought. It has actually nothing to do with the food. These are patterns of emotion, beliefs that are buried in my subconscious mind that were never processed, and then we process them the body naturally begins to transform, and we begin to feel joyful and confident and calm and present and just aware in a whole other beautiful way. It's so magnificent and exciting just to see, you know, what's going on in the world these days as far as what is possible utilizing the lifeline in our lives.
Wow. Before we touch upon a different topic, I wanted to ask you, because I'm sure that's a question that's in our audience's mind as well. For people who have heard about tapping, and then we're talking about muscle reflex testing, how are those two things related or not at all?
They're very related. Tapping works within the acupuncture meridian system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it gets the energy moving as far as associated with different symptoms or stressors. It's an incredible, incredible system. It's beautiful. The Lifeline technique actually even utilizes tapping and then, you know, 15 other systems all intertwined into a singular system. And maybe one of the fundamental, if not many differences, but maybe one of the fundamental difference is that we're not looking to make a phobia go away. Phobias do go away. Post-traumatic stress disorder does go away. But that's never our focus in the Lifeline. Our focus in the Lifeline is to live consciously. And living consciously means moving forward with love and taking action rather than looking to have something go away, looking to release something. And I know it's semantics and words, but there's a significant difference in releasing something and making it go away and being authentic in my heart, regardless of feeling fear or anxiety. I'm now choosing to focus on what? I'm now choosing to move here. There's a whole other level of vibration that goes on with that. And that's a fundamental difference with Lifeline and every other natural healing modality, as well as Western, obviously allopathic form of healing, is that every other system's about making something go away rather than really where we're going.
Very interesting. And you've mentioned that, you know, Lifeline flow chart. And by the way, all of this information can be found on Dr. Darren Weissman's website, which is www.drdarrenweissman.com, weissman.com. I know that you were talking about people learning the Lifeline technique, and I know that they can go to your website and get more information, but you have seminars all over the country to teach people. As a matter of fact, I think you have one coming up, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got one coming up in Culver City, California. It's going to be March 12th to the 17th. It's a five-day training program, and it's a whole certification training process where people can become certified in the Lifeline technique. But I tell people, you know, the reason that you're learning the Lifeline technique, as much as you want to be learning a technique, it's about changing your life. It's a real tool that helps you to reprogram your own subconscious mind. You will use this with yourself every single day when you wake up, when you go to bed, and in between. It's something that just becomes a natural part of just how you move and groove in your world, which is just such a beautiful thing. But, the next training is in March, and then we have one in Chicago in June, and North Carolina at the end of the year. We'll be in Australia as well in October. So, very exciting.
It is very exciting. Ability to, again, not just to try the Lifeline technique on many people from different parts of the world, but to see it change their lives. That's really what we're all trying to do, is affect other people in a positive manner. And obviously, you've been doing it for a very long time. Before we take a break, I wanted to ask you another question. You talk about the five basics, and not to confuse that with the five elements.
Right.
So, in terms of the five basics and how we can be healthy, this is the third time that it kind of keeps coming back to me, because I know you and I have spoken, just coming back from the Celebrate Your Life conference, there was a two-hour keynote address by Deepak Chopra, and he was talking about all sorts of things in terms of how the universe constructs and what we can do, and including that was a study that they did And it was a study by a Gallup organization that he's a part of. And they identified a number of things for people to stay healthy, and they were fairly simple. Those same things I identified after being on vacation, and I saw that, oh my God, I'm feeling so much better. Why is it? Because I'm not really eating the great. And from that perspective, it's not like I'm living without stress, because I'm there with my two kids and there's plenty of stress to go around. So what's happening there? And I discovered very simply that the difference was I was getting more sleep. I was in the fresh air. I was getting a lot more water. I was being very active. And those were things that I kind of put together. And you are mentioning the same thing, and Deepak Chopra has mentioned the same thing. So again, it goes to the simplicity. Health is not trying to be very difficult. Health is about simple things. Nature is simple at heart. I love that.
Yeah, it's really not a mystery at all. And the five basics is, you know, there's a lot written about them. You know, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, the rest that we get, the exercise, how we own our power, how we process our emotions, how we feel them, and, you know, move through emotional stressful circumstances. These five basics I also call the essential acts of self-love. You know, so, you know, drink water with love and chew with love and eat foods. Obviously, there's certain things that are going to nourish and nurture your body. Get rest, because that's when you restore. Exercise your body appropriately. Really, you know, be flexible. Great, gain strength and endurance. You know, be honest and in integrity with yourself. Own your power. And as much as it's like good like to say these things, when we get triggered in a reactive state, all of a sudden, 11 o'clock at night, and we're eating Cheetos and Fritos and burritos that we got for lunch, and we're like, why did I eat all that? Because the subconscious pattern got triggered. You know, so the key is we want to have conscious acts of self-love, our water, food, rest, exercise, owning our power. That's a conscious component. That's 2 to 10%. And when we combine the five basics for optimal health with then a tool, the lifeline, to process our deep emotions, our memories, our limiting beliefs, and with intention, boom, now we've really got a great 1-2 combination to empower ourselves to really live in the way that we desire and create the balance, even if there's other people around us that are stressing us out. I've got three kids myself, so I really understand what it means to have a moving target. We had a fire in our house today, and I'm so actually grateful that everyone's okay, wow. And the fire really wasn't a bad thing, but the fire trucks came to our house and all these different things, and I'm so grateful that my wife and I have really great tools, and we use them, and, you know, to process the everyday experiences of life that are so stressful, and to live with intention and love, and to use our tools when we really are feeling overwhelmed by life's circumstances, how to create really quick, lasting change.
Wow. Well, I'm glad everything was okay, and I'm certainly very pumped about the 1-2 punch that you're talking about. I know we have a caller on the line, Tracy. Hang in there with us. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Darren Weissman and your calls. If anybody wants to call in, we do have many lines open at 888-429-5471.
Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life. And I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Excellent.
Alan,
is Tracy still on
what
the line?
What can I say? But wow.
Perfect.
I've always
we'll
had so many
right
questions on whether I'm on the right
break.
Path. Am I fulfilling my
Darren,
life's mission?
You're awesome.
These
I
are questions
really enjoy,
that I assume have been pondered by everyone
talk.
Since
I'm
the beginning
people
of time.
Are pumped
However,
up listening to it.
The gift that you possess
oh,
has helped me immensely. It confirmed
Thanks
my
so
need
much,
to be
awesome.
Artistic, my need to help others so much.
You. Did you see that?
I can't even explain the experience.
I took
it confirms so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate.
Recalibrate.
Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. And welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. We're speaking with Dr. Darren Weissman about the Revolutionary Lifeline Technique. And I believe we have a caller on the line. If I'm not mistaken, it's Tracy. Good evening, Tracy.
Good evening, gentlemen. And thank both of you for you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you so much.
Very kind of you. Thank you for your call.
What
question do you have for Dr. Darren?
Yes. You know, I used to get upset, people do things, whether it's unintentional or intentional. And I noticed that when I would get upset, it would throw me off balance of getting what's in front of me. Whatever it was I was achieving, it went away or it slowed down in some kind of way. And the minute I wiped it away, just wiped away that anger and got myself centered, everything that was in front of me or everything that I was putting and trying to achieve happened. And so just wondering, what is all of that about? Because, you know, I learned my lesson. I listened, paid attention, and I'm not quick to let things get me so unraveled because I don't like being in that place where, you know, what was in front of me is not there anymore. My happy is not there anymore. So, you know, I don't tend to get upset like that anymore. I do wonder, why did that person do that? And then I wash it off. I don't even get angry anymore. So what is that? What happened?
So first and foremost, I just want to acknowledge, that's great that you learned from your lessons.
I am so big on listening to what life is presenting to you. Listening.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you open to listening? Are you opening to listening right now? Let me ask you.
Yes.
Okay. So do you mind if I take you through a little process and we play a little game?
Please, yes.
Okay. So I want you to connect, and you don't have to talk about it. I just want you to connect to certain relationships in your life right now that there are circumstances in these relationships that are causing you to feel stress. You'll notice that you immediately think about certain people and situations, right?
Okay, I should say in the past, Doctor, I was talking about my past. I tend to let things, situations, people upset me, and I could not get the things that were in front of me. And I have learned from those experiences, and now I don't tend to get upset. I just easily brush it off, and I go on about my way and my happiness.
Hey, Trace, then what's the issue?
I'm sorry?
What's the issue, then?
No. There is no issue. I was asking what happened. What happened to make me stop getting so upset? And
I guess you ran into enough walls that you recognized that the pain in running into those walls wasn't worth the value of holding on to those negative emotions, and you started focusing on where you're going.
Yes, I can say this, and all of the callers or listeners out there, whatever is in front of you or whatever you're dreaming about, if you just let angriness eat you away, you can't get what's laid out in front of you, all of that happiness, all of that good that's in front of you. And so, you know, me just letting people not get the best of me, situation and things, you know, I tend to be a whole lot more happier and achieve what's in front of me. But I just wanted to just extend that to people and just ask you what happened, because it's like it literally just went away. But I guess it's like
hey,
you said,
hey, Tracy,
I just
hey,
wanted
Tracy,
to.
Hey, Tracy. You know how like a river flows forward and it just has this energy that leads it to an ocean, and that the river never looks back, it just keeps moving forward? You don't have to look back, you just keep moving forward, keep being the bright light. So nice that you're in service to really help people just recognize that they can also move forward. And I so appreciate you calling in, and you're an amazing woman.
Thank you, Tracy. Thanks so much for calling in again.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I wanted to ask you about is your new book, Heart of the Matter. It's another book by Hay House, and you're a Hay House author. Do you want to tell us what's in that book as opposed to what you've already written?
Oh, something very unique and beautiful. It is a specific process that I call the See, Feel, Hear Challenge. And it is a simple way, without muscle testing, just straight up to look at different aspects of whether it be our physical body or circumstances in our life that are stressful, and how to process emotions. I'd actually just on that vernacular, I'd like to actually dovetail on what Tracy was saying. You know, anger isn't a bad thing, and fear isn't a bad thing, and sadness is not a bad thing, and insecurity is not a bad thing. This is a natural reaction to circumstances that happen in life. Being in a place where we don't feel emotions, I really actually don't believe that that's actually authentic and genuine. Everybody experiences emotions. If you're human and you're awake and you're alive, you're going to have emotions. It's not the emotions that happen to you, because they're going to happen to you. It's how you process them. We don't get to choose what happens. We do get to choose how we respond. So what I teach in the Heart of the Matter is that when we have certain physical symptoms, at the core of every physical symptom is an emotional memory that's buried in the subconscious mind, and I guide people through this incredible process to integrate those emotions very quickly, very easily. It's beautiful, and it was written in a very fun application way.
Perfect. And again, where can people find this book or any of your other books?
Well, you can go to my website, which is drdarrenweissman.com, D-R, and then darrenweissman.com. You can go to any bookstore, or you can go to Amazon or anywhere. And you know what? I'd love to, for the first five people that send me an email, I'll send five people an autographed book. You can send me an email at darren@thelifelinecenter.com. And so it's D-A-R-R-E-N at thelifelinecenter.com. First five people will receive a signed copy of the Heart of the Matter book. That'll be my gift for being on Alan's show today.
Well, infinite love and gratitude to you for that, and I'll put it up on our pages so people will find that. Thank you so much. That's wonderful of you.
That's fun.
What is the one last thought that you would like to leave our listenership with in terms of the Lifeline technique, the things that you have learned, or anything that's on your mind right now?
Breathe. Breathe.
Good.
And just know that life is an incredible experience, and it is beautiful, it is powerful, it is painful, it is awesome, and it is, you know, everything under the sun. And if you're in situations where you feel stuck and you've worked on certain aspects of your physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, and you don't know what to do, grab the lifeline. Literally, grab the lifeline with all your heart and go for it. Get a session from a Lifeline practitioner. Learn it for yourself so you can process your own emotions. It'll be one of those decisions that you make that you'll look back on your life and you'll go, that was a pivotal moment in my life that forever changed the way that I walk in this world, and I'm so grateful for that. So
Yeah, infinite love and gratitude, and thank you for this opportunity to be on your show today.
It's our pleasure. It's always a privilege to speak to you. Thank you for encouraging everybody, and we look forward to studying the Lifeline Technique. Thank you, Derek. For everybody else, thank you once again for joining us on the School of Human Potential Radio. Next week, we're staying with the topic of health, and we're welcoming Dr. Kathy Groover. She's a natural health speaker, author, educator, and practitioner. And on a last note, speaking of the innate wisdom and speaking of the perfection of life, I was driving the car and talking to my daughter about mathematics. And not that I am a mathematician, but I enjoy math because in it I see that beautiful tapestry of life. And all of a sudden a thought comes in as I'm talking to her, and that thought was, life is not about pursuit of perfection. Life is perfection. And that's the way that I choose to look at it, and that's the way that I ask you to do the same. Thank you so much. Infinite love and gratitude to all, and to all a good night.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.